Welcome back to the Giselle Show podcast, meet friends. Coming up in this section, Cassandra Cardenas is going to entertain us with some living room comedy show. Yeah. And later on, a sketch from the Giselle podcast players. Remember, you can tweet us at the Giselle Show. Our email is studio@thegiselleshow.com. Our Skype line is studio.giselle, and everything is listed on the website podcast.thegiselleshow.com. Ladies and gentlemen, our next performer, our next creative contributor is the wonderful and lovely Cassandra Cardenas. You may know her from the Nuno podcast, or you may know her from passing her on the street and taking a second look. She is an actress and a comedian and a high-fiber breakfast enthusiast. Please let us welcome to right in front of the fireplace, Cassandra Cardenas.
Yeah. Thank you so much. Yeah. All right, thank you. Let's move this lamp like it's a mic stand. I wish I could say that this is the smallest audience I've ever performed to, but it is not. All right, so I was on Facebook recently, and... I don't know if you guys have seen these things. It's like a Disney princess type thing where they some artists reimagine Disney princesses as blank. So you get Disney princesses with tattoos, if they were all black. Or the one I saw most recently was, what if all the Disney princesses were fat? And the response to this article was overwhelmingly positive. Like, people loved it. They were like, oh my God, this is what I'm into, you know? Magazines are bullshit with the image that they're pushing on women. And I was thinking, I was like, oh my God, this is fantastic. This is so good. But then I thought about it and I realized, if this is true, then I am only single because of my personality. So, great. You guys are already a great audience. You laughed at right the right time. So as Giselle mentioned, I'm an actress, which can be tough. Currently on my resume, it says eyes brown, hair brown, height 5'10", weight too fat for certain colors, but it's okay though. I lost pink and yellow, but that's okay. The biggest
you'll get them back.
Yeah, I hope so. Let's know. Maybe, as far as my manager knows. I work out every day. The biggest accomplishment so far in my acting career is I almost got cast in a movie with Adam Sandler, which was super cool. But then he decided to play Jill himself. Oh. So I lost that one. My body, man, it is shutting down on me. I'm only 25, but little by little things keep happening to me. Like, most recently I've had to come to terms for sure that I'm lactose intolerant. I've probably been this for about 3 years, but like, it's gotten to a point now where like, I have to choose like whether or not I want to eat cheese or have friends. That's a fart joke, kids. I started being vegan like 2 days ago, and I'm already annoying, so I'm really proud of that. Why is there no Wi-Fi in Planned Parenthood? That's not a joke. That is a question. Why? I mean, there's a lot going on in Planned Parenthood. They probably have more to worry about right now. But I'm just, you know, something for the Yelp review. Maybe Wi-Fi. Takes a long time to sit there and wait for free birth control and all of the great things that I get done there.
Not the great work they do.
Not the abortions. That's for other places. I can relate as far as... there's an animal. I wish I could say this is the first time an animal has been on stage with me. I gotta cool it on the drinking, everybody. I've been drinking a lot. And something I do when I drink is I text... I'm a drunk texter. And so I text these guys who I know I don't want to talk to. And this is fucked up. This is fucked up for A, because I'm not going to sleep with them if I wanted to sleep with them, I would sleep with them. And B, because when I do text them, I lie. I lie the whole time to them. So, you know, I'm drunk and sexy text messages or whatever. And he asks me like, oh, like, what are you doing? And I go, oh, I'm just drinking wine with my roommates. But I leave off the end of that sentence, which is, and, you know, eating a burrito in 3 bites. And like, he goes like, oh, like, so what are you wearing? And I go, oh, a sexy nightie. That's not a lie. I am wearing a sexy nightie all the time, including right now. This is not a visual podcast, but these guys are getting a real show. And they're like, okay, so what do you want? You know, what do you want? And this one's always hard for me to answer because what I want is for him to be 3 inches taller and have a better job. But I can't tell him that. Or maybe some like higher social status. I don't totally know exactly what social status means, but I know I want it. I know I find it attractive. I need something to gab about at the salons.
At the Planned Parenthood.
Yeah, the Planned Parenthood salons with the Wi-Fi. So I have a couple dogs, and I'm not one of the. I spoil my dogs hard, but I'm not one of those people who treats their dogs like children, because I know that's easy to do. Dogs are very similar to children in the sense that they need you to feed them. They need you to support them. Most of the time, they don't start talking until they're 5. But the thing about dogs that I like, and there's some fathers here in my tiny crowd, whatever happens to your dog, you always have the option to put them down. That is not an option that you have with a child. And I'm not saying that I haven't put my dogs down yet, you know, and it cost me a lot of money from the vet. So it's not always my option. I know that's messed up, but just, okay. So your kid has lice. You're not going to put them down because they have lice. But like, think about that moment when they're sitting in the tub and your stupid kid is crying. He's crying and complaining like, this shampoo smells. I hate this. Why? You're not going to put your kid down for that. But wouldn't you have liked to have been asked? Right? That's all I have written down. So that's it. Thanks, guys. I'm at Cass Cardenas on the Twitters.
Yay, Cassandra Cardenas.
Oh, I got a chair. Yay. I'm joining.
You're joining. Come
great.
Join us.
Thank you so much.
Oh, Cassandra.
That's so.
Give her a microphone. Oh, she has one.
I have one. I have a microphone still.
Yay.
Great. Thank you guys very much for letting me.
Do you
me
just
do
have that.
That
microphone with you all the time?
Oh,
you
yeah.
Sort of drive around and.
Yeah. Go oh, hold on. Let me get my
like
beer.
Like a nightie.
I was treating this like a real life, not, well, this is a real stand up show, but you know, like one that I do at a bars and stand up places.
This
and
is
I
like a bar.
Made sure I wanted it. Yeah, it was. Make sure I got my drinks in.
You're really funny.
Oh, geez.
You're really funny.
Thanks. Thanks so much.
How long have you been doing standing up comedy?
Let's see. Stand up is something I kind of took to a little bit more recently.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe in the past couple years. But I've been performing improv comedy for quite a while.
Oh, put closer to the mic.
There you go. To the mic.
There you go. Now
but I've been, you know, working on comedy for quite a while, writing and doing improv comedy.
The reason Cassandra's here tonight is because I took an improv 101 class with her at UCB.
That is definitely the origin story. I wouldn't say it's the reason at this point.
Oh, the origin story, correct.
I think at this point I've earned my way.
let us be the judge of that.
No, but that's true. Had I not taken the improv 101 class, I met John Stahl when I was the ripe age of 19 years old.
I was just telling them before that you felt
19
so
19
much older teachers? When I met you.
Huh?
Not when you first did
teachers. No.
Teachers, I think I was about 22, 23. And
She was 19 and she felt like I was like 32 and she felt like my equal, which is more of a knock on me than a praise for her, but
not at all.
No,
I was a lot bluer then too. The term blue of like
maybe
much
you
more inappropriate.
Needed, maybe you were short of oxygen or something.
Yeah, I was short of oxygen, so I just
options?
Kept making like.
Were you short of options?
Yeah,
we got the. You will be happy to know we got a tweet from Chris Brown who said that was a pretty funny set. Pretty or really? That was a.
It better be
that was a pretty.
Really.
That really funny set was pretty.
That was really
that
funny
was a
set.
Pretty really funny set. Bravo! He said
thank
bravo.
You. Thank Yay. You so much, Chris Brown.
And I concur. I think
and this
that
is
was
still not
funny.
That Chris Brown.
Different Chris Brown.
Still the a different. Chris
always.
Brown. Okay, always. Okay. Good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much, Chris Brown.
How do you think of jokes? Because do you have do you set aside a time to write, or you just look for things?
They kind of just happen. I'm brilliant, so they kind of just come to me.
So you're just like sitting on the couch, just like stuffing a burrito into your face and drinking, and you're like, this is funny.
I have my notepad and my iPhone, and I just kind of write down thoughts, and then I'll usually revisit them when I'm sober and just kind of see if I can form them into jokes.
This one's all right.
Yeah, well, that's really how it goes. I was getting in the shower before I came here, and I thought to myself, I was like, oh, I should do an impression of the guy from Walking Dead. And my impression of the
do
guy
it.
From Walking Dead.
Do it.
It's not gonna be fun.
Do it.
Okay, hold on. Let me get in the guy. Carl. Okay, cool. I'm in the zone. Oh, I'm getting in the shower. Oh, shit, my Fitbit. That's it. There you go. Great. That went over a lot better than I thought it was going.
That's an awesome joke. Are you kidding?
Okay, cool. Just putting that one in the set.
That one needs to be in the set.
Yeah.
That's lovely.
No, they just kind of come. When I sit down and try to write, it usually... It usually doesn't go as planned. Or, you know, I work on scripts and stuff, and that's usually, if I'm sitting down and writing, I'm going to work on one of my scripts.
Yeah.
Which are what, typically? What type of script?
A comedy.
Feature-length
script? I'm working on a feature-length script right now. But I just wrapped, as people who listen to the New Near podcast know, I just wrapped a short film at the end of September that I wrote and acted in.
Congrats.
And
that's great.
Thank you. It's going to be... coming to a film festival whenever we get... Well, I'll see.
Well,
it's near.
Where are you submitting?
I don't know yet.
Oh, okay. But keep us posted. I'd like to see it.
Of course, of Me course. Too. I really...
Do you have it with you right now?
No, I don't have it with me.
Because we could watch it.
Well, we'll just like shut off the podcast and watch it.
I don't know why we'd have to do
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I can't distribute it yet. So, otherwise, I have to pay my actors. So, you know.
Who wants to... Fuck actors.
No.
Fuck them.
Yeah.
What if they, you know what, they're just...
I'm all for
no,
that.
No,
leeches.
No,
we love actors.
We love
oh, no, no, wait, I'm an actor. Oh,
you're
remembered.
An actor.
I just remembered, I'm an actor.
Can I say something?
So. Did you mean literally?
I searched you on IMDb
yeah.
the other day.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
He has...
that was the story? That's the end of the story.
That's your anecdote. And you're on there.
And everyone. Right.
Unimpressed.
That's going in the act.
And that's in our set now.
Just kidding.
Well, thank you so much for coming and entertaining us.
Yeah, of course. Thank you for letting me be your first comedian.
You are fantastic, and I hope you
and the last.
I
hope you will come.
Yes.
Oh yeah.
Was it harder on you to lose Yellow and Pink or the Adam Sandler Show?
It's been harder to lose Yellow and Pink.
Okay.
Because the thing is that. I was able to lose that Adam Sandler, and that affected me for a week. Yellow and Pink,
right.
That affects me all spring.
Right.
Spring point. I'm not doing okay. I'm wearing a lot of yoga clothes.
Emergency
yoga clothes.
Am I the only one that doesn't get why you lost Yellow and Pink? Like, that should be like obvious or something, and I don't get it.
Go ahead and tell me.
When
is it a period thing?
No, it's a fat joke.
It's a fat joke.
It's a like you know like when sometimes when you're a lady
curvy.
When you're a curvy lady, sometimes yellow and pink just doesn't cut it.
They tell you there are colors you shouldn't wear.
Right.
When you're curvy.
Types. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So you know.
I don't know who they are, but they do it.
The fat police.
They do it too.
The fat police. Yeah. The LA fat police comes in and says maybe. Yeah.
And patterns. Certain
maybe not, maybe not so many pastels.
Maybe you need to go out to like Glendale or something. You're
but
a little
I
close.
Say you wear what you like. You know I say that.
I know. Yeah. Right. I was actually worried about saying that joke on here because I didn't
that I would get mad. That's it. I'm leaving.
Well, yeah. I thought you were going to storm out.
How dare you be mean to yourself?
How dare you be mean to yourself?
But actually, you laughed the hardest at that one. So that was nice to know.
Because she is mean.
Wouldn't it be terrible if secretly I was really sizist?
Sizes.
I try not to be. No, but you're really funny. You know what I like about your standing-up comedy, which I had never seen before? You have an innate confidence about you. You did not seem nervous at all. You seem so comfortable with who you are physically, emotionally, where you are at in life. It make you very addictive to be around because you're like a...
I thought you were going to say, not quite attractive. What's the word I'm
addictive.
For addictive?
No,
like magnetic.
Crack cocaine isn't the most attractive, but it is the most addictive.
Magnetic. You're
so
magnetic.
You're like crack.
I appreciate that. Yeah. That's a very, very nice compliment. I appreciate it.
Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, I just want to... what do I want to do? Oh, you know what is happening now?
Dead air?
Daylight savings time?
Gas.
Thank you. You guys have been great. I'll see you next time.
No, it is time for the Giselle Show Player.
Oh, yay.
Comedy sketch. And ladies and gentlemen, you're not going to believe this, but guess who the Giselle Show Players are today? They are John Stahl.
What?
What?
John Pirucello.
Are you kidding me?
You?
Gina Kay.
What are the chances?
And Jonah Thomas.
That can't be true.
Hey. I'm here.
Jonah, did you catch my set?
I was watching from the other room.
Oh, okay.
Watching? It sounded pretty funny.
Thanks, John.
Yeah, I saw.
There's
I saw
a lot
the
of laughing.
Back.
Giselle was the laughing the hardest.
Well, I thought it was funny. I thought she was really funny. Now, ladies and gentlemen, we present to you the Giselle Show Players.
Dr. Lieber to emergency. Beep.
Hello there, sweet babies. Oh, you're all so cute. What's up?
Excuse me, Mr. Pillock?
Yes?
I'm Dr. Hattenback.
Oh, hi, doctor. I got here as soon as I could. How's Susan? Did she...
Oh, yes, she sure did. Congratulations, Mr. Pillock. You are now the father of a baby boy.
A boy. Wow, that is great.
But I'm afraid there is a problem.
A problem? Oh, no. Is the baby deformed?
No, nothing like that. Don't worry.
Mentally...
No, perfectly normal. Don't worry.
Then what is it?
Mr. Pillock, I'm afraid that your baby is very, very ugly.
Ugly?
Yes, very ugly. An ugly, ugly baby. Hideous, really.
Why, that's barbaric.
Yes, thank you. Barbaric. It's a barbaric baby. A vicious, nasty-looking, mean-faced, ugly baby. And it's quite confounding, given that you yourself are such a good-looking man. Has your wife had any affairs with ugly men?
No, of course not.
Well, then it's quite a mystery, isn't it? The mystery of the ugly, ugly baby.
Well, so what? I still love my son.
What's that?
I say I will love my son no matter what he looks like.
Oh, Mr. Pillock, very good. You pass.
What?
Your baby's not ugly at all. It's just a test we have to do. The parental worthiness test. And you passed with flying colors.
Oh, thank God.
Now, would you like to see your baby?
I sure would.
All right. Nurse, bring out the Pillock baby, please.
Here you are.
There you go, Mr. Pillock, your beautiful baby boy.
Oh, hello, my baby. Oh, there you are. Hey, this isn't my baby.
Are you sure that's not your baby?
Yes, it's a bowl of Cheetos. Look.
Congratulations, Mr. Pillock. That was our baby recognition test, and you passed with flying colors.
Okay, then. Can I see my real baby now?
Of course. Bring out the Pillock baby, please.
Here you go. Think fast.
What? You tossed my baby. Ugh. What the hell? This is a soccer ball.
Congratulations, Mr. Pillock. That was our parental alertness test, and you passed...
Let me guess. I passed
You passed with flying colors.
I passed with flying... Look, this has gone on far enough. Susan and I are parent-worthy, and I'm not even sure these tests of yours are legal. So unless you want me to call the police, you'd better hand over my baby right now.
Well, if you put it that way, all right then, here's your baby.
That's a spatula.
Very good. Here's your baby.
Hey, how you doing?
That's a man in a diaper.
There's no fooling you.
I can't take this anymore. Please. Please, at all. The name of that is... Please, in the name of all that is holy. Please, can I have my baby?
Oh, Mr. Pillock. All right, then. And time. Nurse?
2 minutes, 51 seconds until complete breakdown.
A hospital record, Mr. Pillock. You will make an excellent patient father.
You people are crazy.
All right, and here's your real baby.
Oh, thank God. Oh, he's beautiful. Now, where's my wife?
Here she is.
Hey, how you doing?
That's the same guy in the diaper.
Oh, yes. Here she is.
And that's the spatula.
Oh, there's no fooling you. Hey, listeners, I just want to take a minute to thank everyone who helped to make this show possible. Thank you to Chip Chinnery and to Fred and to Leslie Dixon. Thank you to Anthony for all his technical assistance and for the website. And thank you to Marty Yu for urging me to do the podcast in the first place and for loaning his terrific sound equipment. And thank you, our listeners, for downloading, subscribing, and supporting. And please to spread the word, give us feedback, and keep contributing your creative work for us to share on the show. Yay. You can visit us at podcast.thegiselleshow.com. Subscribe to our email list and send us your ideas and thoughts. You can leave a voicemail on our Skype line, which is studio.giselle. And tweet us at the Giselle Show. Our email is studio@thegiselleshow.com. And we are available on SoundCloud, iTunes, Stitcher, Twitter, whatever. And our website is podcast.thegiselleshow.com. Next time on the show, which will be in 2 weeks on the 21st of November, we're going to have Cooking with Marty, Metro Stop of the Day, and fun games that you can play when you're stuck with your family on Thanksgiving. So goodbye from everybody. Thank you to Cassandra Cardenas and Gina Kay and John Stoll and John Pirocello.
Thank you.
And thank you to our listeners, and we'll see you next time. Bye for now.
Bye, everybody.
Bye, everybody. Thank you.